another restriction on women in Afghanistan. This time, they're being told to stay away from work that's crucial to getting humanitarian aid to millions of people. The Taliban government is warning non-governmental organizations that employ them risk losing their license to operate in the country.
In a society like Afghanistan, where for the past 20 years they have put so much effort on Afghan women, they were educated and they served society. These women have supported their families. It is horrible for me to think that me and my generation are forced to experience such a situation.
The UN, the US and the EU say they are deeply concerned. Aid agencies that have a significant presence in the country are calling it a major blow.
Participation of women in humanitarian action is a fundamental principle which cannot be breached. It's a principle of operational independence of humanitarian action. If we need to assess the needs for humanitarian aid distribution in a village, be it winterization item, warm blanket, food or anything, we need to make sure that women participate in the assessment. That's the first step. And the second, we need to make sure that women are there to deliver the aid directly to women. And if this is not possible, then delivery of that aid will not be possible.
The Taliban has issued several decrees after seizing control of the country following the withdrawal of the US forces last year. Earlier this week, it barred female students from enrolling into universities. In response, male students walked out of classrooms and women walked onto the streets to protest.
Gender apartheid is happening in Afghanistan. The Taliban are totally erasing Afghan women from society, from public eye, and from human life. And it's very disheartening because it's going to affect us in long term and in short term. Structural violence is happening in Afghanistan. We are going toward a very dark future.
After it took power in Afghanistan, the Taliban promised women fundamental rights. But a year on, it's systematically excluding them from public life. Umm Kulsoom Sharif, Al Jazeera.